Chapter 19. The little prince climbed a high mountain. The only mountains he had ever known were the three volcanoes, which came up to his knee. And he used the extinct volcano as a footstool. From a mountain as high as this one, he said to himself, I'll get a view of the whole planet and all the people on it. But he saw nothing but rocky peaks, as sharp as needles. Hello, he said, just in case. Hello,
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 hello.
Hello,
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 the echo answered. Who are you? Asked the little prince. Who are you?
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 The echo answered. Let's be friends. I'm lonely, he said. I'm lonely.
I'm lonely.
I'm lonely.
I'm lonely.
I'm lonely.
I'm lonely.
The echo answered. What a peculiar planet, he thought. It's all dry and sharp and hard, and people here have no imagination. They repeat whatever you say to them. Where I live, I had a flower. She always spoke first.